This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Back with the official Talk Radio Countdown program. This is no secret. There are people everywhere talking about this program. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I hear countless times during the week that this, and from some professionals in the business who listen to you and I, they think this is the best radio that I do of all the things that I do. They like listening to you and me do the countdown every week.
That's amazing. I've been walking around keeping it quiet. I thought it was a secret. You told me that you don't want anybody not to know that we do this.
Their radio is based on having as few listeners as possible.
Right.
Yes, right.
Well, you say they're people, professionals, so you pay them to listen. Is that what you're saying? They're professionals?
Well, listeners? Actually, in a way, yeah. This one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. That's what they're saying.
So I can tell my family and friends that I do this?
Yeah.
Great.
I would.
Oh,
and if I were to ask you...
I feel like
you,
I'm coming out of the radio closet.
Yes, I think you probably are. Okay. You've awoken, so to speak.
Let's use every cliche we can.
Exactly. Right.
About current events.
So,
you know.
If I were to ask you, though, which one of all of the programs that I do every week, you would say it was the American Family Farmer. That's what you like best.
I think you're a wonderful broadcaster, and I think it's borne out by
how many years I've been doing it,
and people that are listening to this, whether they're few or many, they're listening to it because they're listening to you, and you know I'm kind of like a cherry on the sundae. But the fact is that in terms of you as a person, because I've known you for a long time, I think that your work on the American Family Farmer is not necessarily my favorite Doug Steffen show or your best one. I think it's the one that utilizes your passions and skills most productively in terms of the country, in terms of the marketplace.
What help it brings to people, amongst other things.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I think
that's what we're here to do.
Yeah,
right?
I think that agriculture, but I think agriculture is a very is a overlooked area of the societies and the economy. So
we're not thinking about our food sources. We're not thinking about our health and well-being. No, we're not.
So I always encourage you to pursue that in all of your work because you are an outspoken, experienced expert in it. But I also like the fun side of you, and I also like the side of you that thumbs your nose at tradition. Shall we do the stories?
Please. Yes, let's not thumb our nose at the reason we're here. Please.
Well, you do that all the time.
Thank
you're like
you.
Casey, you're like Casey Kasem saying, and now we're going to work our way up to number one. But we've heard that so many times.
It's a countdown extra.
Let's head up. I'm going to imitate Casey Kasem. Don't talk over me. Even for the imitation. At number 10, King Charles III, his coronation. At number 9,
did you watch that? Wait, hold on a second. Did you watch any of that?
Yeah, I did, but not live. I slept on Saturday morning, and then I watched
it. Like, at 2 o'clock?
I watched the part where they put the crown on his head.
Yeah. Good.
And I'll give you 10 more seconds on it. I'm astonished that they get away with that.
How do you mean?
In the UK. That they get away with that nonsense.
All the pomp and circumstance, they love it.
It's wonderful nonsense.
They love it.
He loves it. But taking a couple of, as we used to say in Brooklyn, alte cockers, and...
I don't want to know what that means.
Putting a couple of alte cockers and sticking these giant crowns on their head. Think of about it. There's the picture of Charles and Camilla, Queen Camilla and King Charles III, with their outfits on, and it's astonishingly silly. Mm-hmm. But I respect it.
The only one who gets that is Harry.
Yeah.
Apparently,
he's another piece of work. Mm-hmm. So I checked it out a little bit to spend hours watching that. You got to be kidding!
Yeah,
King Charles III's coronation was 10. Artificial intelligence, otherwise known as AI, but it always makes me crazy because it reads like Al. Whenever you see it, looks like Al Concerns. Number 9. Mm-hmm. The Russia-Ukraine war is 8. Number 7. The COVID emergency has been declared over.
Hey!
Now we can run around without our masks on and feel confident. The bugs have been
running naked in the streets. We are now.
Yeah.
No more shots necessary.
In a manner of speaking. At number 6, deadly Texas shooting. At number 5, Biden family investigation. Number 4, Santos charged.
Is Santos coming to town?
Right.
Georgie Santos coming to town.
Do you believe him? Do you believe
him? No, I just that. It shows you the state of the American electorate that some boob. How many other boobs do we have in American politics, whether it be nationally or locally? How many people like this who are so. The right word for him. He's a malcontent, malfeasance. He's just mal.
He's a mal. You know what he is? He's a mal boob.
Mal boob. That's
he's
good.
A mal boob.
Like new word.
Yeah. Yeah. At number three, we have the debt ceiling. At number 2, we have Trump's
boobs.
Legal. We have Trump's legal battles, and that is tied at number 2 with that event that took place on CNN this week, the CNN town hall.
The event.
The events, right. The television political event.
Yes.
And number 9, the issue with migrants and immigration at number 1. On our 10 list, we have at number... on our people list, rather, we have a 10 list. We have at number 10, King Charles III and Prince Harry, whom you mentioned, are tied at number 10. Vladimir Putin at 9, James Comer at 8, George Santos at 7, Kevin McCarthy at 6. Number 5 is Alejandro Mayorkas. At number 4, Jean Carroll. Caitlin Collins is 3. Number 2 is Donald Trump. And number 1 is Joe Biden. And another week in the history books.
All right. So let's tie number 3 on the people is Caitlin Collins to town hall, which is number 2. Where did this woman come from? I never heard of her before. How did she get the job of doing the town hall with Donald Trump? Was this a setup?
She's 31 years old. She's an up-and-coming star at CNN. She has got pretty strong journalistic credentials. She's very nice-looking in terms of telegenic. And she is with Poppy Harlow, and on that morning show on CNN Don Lemon just got fired from.
Okay, so
that's who she is.
I think she should be fired because I think she made this too much about her, which is the problem with so-called journalists today. They make it about them. She's trying to do the gotcha stuff, and Trump made her look foolish. I didn't, but there was nothing about the Trump thing that I thought was exciting. He does his usual name calling and look at me, I'm here, yada yada. But then she made it easy for him to be him because of her trying to be the star of the show. And do you agree with my assessment?
No, I don't. I find it interesting.
Okay.
I can't disagree with your assessment because that's your assessment.
Yeah.
This is all subjective.
That's true.
I don't have an assessment. I find this whole thing very sad. So when I watch things like this, I get very depressed. Is not the word. Sad is the word.
Mm-hmm.
I think that. Doing what she tried to do and come out of it with dignity and credibility as a tough moderator who's going to call people on the facts and as she knows them, etc., is a very daunting task. So I have to say what you're saying is probably the result of either ill planning on the part of the CNN managers and directors who put this thing together, or the nature of the times.
How can you not know what Donald Trump, or how he's going to respond to questions like that? How can you not know he's going to take, as soon as you mention E. Jean Carroll, he's going to take a shot at her. And by the way, she says she's going to sue him again because of what he said in the town hall meeting.
That could turn that into a series. That could, that show could run for 10 years, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
CNN is in a very awkward place right now in terms
they're
of
grabbing.
What I call positioning, you know, everybody jockeys for positions. It's like a race, and everybody's trying to run in everybody's lane and push people out of the way in terms of these news organizations. Yeah. And that's what's going on. We're seeing jockeying for position as things are in flux in terms of all of these different news outlets running their race in their lane. They're not staying in their lane. And CNN's trying to decide where they want to position themselves in terms of taking advantage of the severe partisanship and polarization and fractionalization that is afflicting the American population.
That's where I like News Nation, frankly, that of the TV shows that are around. I don't watch news. I don't watch these other channels. But in the evening, I often take in Cuomo for a little bit, and Dave Matthews, I think is the other guy's name, and Banfield. She's, I think they do a very good job with the news. Hello, what a concept about, anyway, I've said
very,
that
a very good friend, when I say friend, somebody I've known for years and that you've known for years, Lee Harris, who
went to work for them,
is going to work for them in New York.
Yeah.
Why that's a big deal, folks, in terms of talk radio and news radio, is he had one of the most enviable jobs, and he did it masterfully.
Fabulous. Oh,
business.
My God, what a great, broadcaster extraordinaire.
Morning host on WINS in New York, which is almost as big, maybe bigger, than being the mayor of New York.
Yeah, right. The morning news station.
Yep.
Yeah. For 30 years he did it.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
And they hired him at, he's also a genius when it comes to technology. He is one of those, he's always
his own
talkers. Yeah, he's fabulous.
Yeah,
and we always engage in a great conversation every time we have a talkers convention. I love seeing him, listening to his stories about what's going on. And he's very smart because he turns around and wants to know what I'm doing, which I think is cool. Good, smart guy. Good for him. It's 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Countdown.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, and as the aforementioned American Family Farmer Show was promoted by Michael Harrison, he'll be the special guest on the American Family Farmer this week, talking about two Angus heifers. So if you want to hear that, you can tune into the American Family Farmer here on most of these same stations that carry the countdown. How about that?
Wow.
Heifers. Yeah, big time. Heifer.
What is a heifer? Is a heifer,
heifer
a,
is
form
a
of cow?
Female unbred cow? Yes.
Before unbred.
Unbred. Well, actually, they're considered heifers till they calf the first time, and then they're cows. There are calves, there are heifers, and there are cows.
Wow.
All the same species are in the same pew. It's just the age and size.
And what are bulls?
Bulls are the male of the species.
Now, can and a bull decide to become a cow?
No. Not he can decide that he wants to have one of them, but he won't become one. He can become a steer when his testicles are removed. You can do that.
So a testicle-less bull is a steer. I always wonder what a steer is.
Yep, that's it. The steer is a male cow without any reproductive organs.
Got it.
Got it?
Yeah,
okay,
and I am smart enough to know that's where we should let it drop.
And, yes, we're finished. We're done now. All right, on the list, the story list this week, number 7 is the COVID emergency story, the end of the COVID emergency. So let's try this. There's a mixed reaction. People say, oh, come on, this is old news. But there's a side to the story about the people who have lost, through death from COVID, family members, friends. And this is the story. I think the other stuff is, you know, it's kind of nonsensical because we all know it's over. But then there's the behind-the-scenes story of the men and women who are struggling with what happened during the pandemic. And then there are those who lost their businesses because of the overreach, according to some. But for me, I think the real story here to discuss is the tragedy of all the people's lives that were ended because of this, this bug that was released by the Chinese government.
Well,
You stopped me short, didn't it?
Well, you stopped me short because you've taken it in two totally different directions.
Yes, I have. Yes, right.
And I had to make a quick decision of which direction to pursue in my answer.
And I think the family thing.
I could have made the assumption that what you said is a fact and that the Chinese are behind it. And I could have said, those damn Chinese, and we could have talked about how bad China is. Or I could have said, no, that's not proven, and get into a whole conspiracy political debate with you. Or talk about the fact that regardless of how this thing started, it has left bittersweet feelings.
Scars.
And scars.
Oh, yeah.
The announcement of the COVID officially being over has sort of opened the wounds that a lot of people feel having lost people. It's like, okay, we're moving on, and that's the end of that, but I lost my relative, I lost this person, I lost my business, my whole life has been disrupted, I'm off kilter now in terms of how I live, I have long COVID, I don't feel good, all of these different things that people feel. So when you hear this pronouncement in the news, it's over, it isn't really over. Just like when wars are over, you know, World War II, it's over, we celebrate. It takes a long time for it truly to be over for people whose lives were touched.
Some people, it's not over even yet. Japanese internment in California had created huge familial wounds that still, you know, you talk about the reparations of black people in America. There are a lot of Japanese that feel like they should be compensated because they were put into camps and there was no good reason for it, so they say. So
exactly.
Is that. All right, we're continuing with this extravaganza called the Talk Radio Countdown Show in a few moments here. It's 28 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Nearly 11 million people in the Pacific Northwest are under heat advisories as forecasters warn cities including Seattle and Portland could see temperature records set today from the intense heat wave. The heat wave that started late last week has seen temperature records broken from Washington and Oregon to Alberta, Canada. Canadian firefighters have been fighting dozens of wildfires for days from British Columbia and up to northern Canada. Chicago's new mayor, Brandon Johnson, will be sworn in today. He will become the 57th mayor of America's third largest city. His administration will face several challenges, including choosing a new police superintendent and coming up with a plan to fight violence. On Saturday, Johnson resigned as Cook County Commissioner. Hockey's Stanley Cup is narrowing down to the final four. Florida, Carolina, and the Vegas Golden Knights are in. The series between Seattle and Dallas continues tonight. Lance Pry, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Roundup. No, it isn't either. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Talk right. Radio Roundup is the ancillary piece that goes with every week. We have 2 hours of discussion about the charts on talkers.com and also at gooddayshow.com. Right. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You had an oomph.
I'm providing you with little bumper sounds.
No.
But it's cool. Like, you know, you say something, you go, I make use of every ounce of sound available to me.
Good for you. All right, so let's talk about a couple of the characters that are on the list this week, shall we?
Yes.
You want to pick two characters? I'll have two characters I picked out already. You want to see if my characters agree?
We,
Well, we had fun earlier this morning with King Charles III and his wife, the Queen. Well, we already talked about them and Prince Harry. They're there. Mm-hmm. George Santos is an endlessly fascinating character for the purpose of this type of conversation. I find there Kevin McCarthy boring. E. Jean Carroll, I don't know the woman. And Caitlin Collins, we've already talked about. What can we say about Trump and Biden? Alejandro Mayorkas, I don't necessarily know much about him.
Good. I like pronouncing his name. That's the only useful
purpose. It's fun to have things they roll off the tongue. You know, Alejandro Mayorkas.
Right.
But I guess George Santos is... Vladimir Putin, George Santos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. George Santos is taking money from Vladimir Putin to influence what goes on in America. Did you know that? It's everywhere.
You just touched on something that the journalists don't cover this enough. Mm-hmm. Where the hell did George Santos get all that money?
Where'd he come from?
Yeah,
where was he before he ran for Congress?
He's a deep fake.
Yeah, he is.
As a person, he's the result of 3D printing gone amok.
Yeah. But he's also a product of the system that allows, if not encourages, nutbirds like him and Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC and all these others on both sides that are fringe elements of their party at best. And yet they get in to positions of power and influence because people don't get the way the system works. And so these people become punchlines when in fact they are corrupting and ruining our government because they don't do their job. Their job, as far as they're concerned, is to take care of them.
But George Santos hides from the press, whereas AOC and Marjorie Taylor Greene do everything they can to get attention. This guy is, all I ever see is this goofy looking guy, pardon that, because who am I to say?
He's goofy.
But there's something goofy about him. Running away from reporters.
Right.
Who ever saw a politician constantly running away from reporters? And he's shameless. Mm-hmm. And he's running again. Yeah. And he's, he's now been indicted on 13 counts of fraud. $500,000 bond. Where did he get the money? Who's loaning that to him? But where did he get the money? Who is financing this guy?
That's George Soros.
Yeah, hey, George Soros, can we get a loan from George Soros?
Right.
He finances everything. Everything is George Soros.
This week, the people who like Trump started a rumor, and the rumor was based around George Soros. What's his first name? It is George, isn't it? Soros?
Yeah, George.
Yeah. Funding the DeSantis campaign. And so he's now known as DeSoros and not DeSantis. Yeah, that one? Yeah. Oh, my God, these people. So anyway, just a minute, even though DeSantis is not on the list this week, let's do a countdown extra with him talking about maybe he's smarter than we think he is, but I don't look upon him as being a very smart guy. When you take on Disney and somebody like Bob Iger, you're going to come out on the short end of the stick. He didn't
in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So the poll that's out this week, there's a government, a YouGov poll that shows most Americans are not at all moved by Mr. DeSantis' anti-woke war against Disney, which is a centerpiece, so he thought, before all this blew up in his face, of his presidential campaign. He was going to try to convince voters that I care. Look at me. I'm taking on the biggest, most powerful entertainment corporation in the world. And yet he looks like a blubbering fool because at every turn, they win and he loses.
Yeah. Well, he's using the power of government to fight wokeness. Wokeness is a social problem. It becomes a political problem, but it's a social problem. There are much bigger issues that governors and presidents should deal with than the culture wars, which is low-hanging fruit to get people all riled up about crap that the government can't control anyway.
Right. And so, but taking on as he did, it just, for me, anyways, I thought it through. It just seems
he's a megalomaniac.
That may be. That could very well be. Right. You know what else? We need to wish all moms listening to this program this weekend. It's Mother's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And so moms listening, Apparently, there are a lot of people who are streaming this program, more women than men and more moms than dads. You got that out of looking.
You're kidding.
No. Well, why would I kid about something like that? I kid about, you know, what Mother's Day. What, I had a game on the air on the Good Day program about just asking your mother, trying to figure out what your mother's favorite things were. How about a, you know, a movie or a car or what's your, you know, that kind of stuff.
Wow. Wow.
My pretty provocative, huh?
Raindrops on roses.
And that's right. Okay, so number six this week has to do with the shooting in Texas, but I think this goes further than that. Let's go back to Florida for a moment, Michael, with your comments on the 13-year-old who was shot by a police officer in a gun battle. A 13-year-old had a gun and fired at a police officer. He was being chased through a residential neighborhood. The officer, one of them at least, got shot by this 13-year-old. Was in the hospital for several days. One officer was shot in the foot. This is, by the way, in Lakeland, which is between Tampa and Orlando, for those of you who don't know this area. Not far, actually, from where Dr. Ken is one of the participants in our Good Day program. So here, this guy, the officer hears gunshots, Michael, and he goes to investigate. And so he finds that a 13-year-old is chasing a 14-year-old, and a 19-year-old trying to protect the 14-year-old is shot by the 13-year-old. You following this so far?
Mm-hmm.
And so the chief of police says that they took out after, they didn't even know which one was the bad guy when they started chasing all these kids. They just heard the gunshots. And so the kid, instead of shooting the 14-year-old, or the 14-year-old was with the 13-year-old, I haven't quite figured this out yet, they start shooting, instead of shooting at the other kid they were chasing, they shoot at the police.
Mm-hmm.
And at 13 years old, you're a hardened criminal. Where do you get the gun?
Well, do you know any of the answers to these questions?
No, I'm asking you. You always have the answers.
Oh, well, I think, after thinking about this deeply, that it's a bad thing.
It is a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Funny. It's just ridiculous.
It's bad. I've run out of words to describe this culture of violence that permeates our country, where now it's seeping into everyday activity by every person. People are afraid to go to the mall, go to a restaurant, go to the movies, go to a game, go to the theater, walk down the street. You don't know when it's going to come. You don't know from where it's going to come. And you don't know if it's going to come. This is terrible. And how do we turn this around? That's the question.
Yep. And we spend more time talking about that and not trying to fix the problem, being amused by Donald Trump. Again, all the laughter and the mocking and the town hall thing. And maybe I'm making too much of this, except it troubles me because this has become the standard. He sets the standard for the conversation, for the interviews. He makes fun of people, called E. Jean Carroll a whack job, and then he tells the story kind of when he encountered her, and he said he owned the hotel next door, so why would I bring her into a dressing room in Bergdorf Goodman? Why would I just bring her next door to my hotel? I suppose there's a point to that, maybe.
Maybe she didn't want to go with him.
Well,
how would he bring her there, kicking and screaming?
Yeah.
I mean,
amazing.
Now listen, I'm going to rape you. Do you prefer the dressing room, or would you like to come next door to my hotel?
And the guy's running for president, and has been president. All right, more coming up.
And in the minds of many, he's still president.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, they want him to be. All right, we're going to talk about some of the nuance that's in Talkers Magazine. That's the reason that we're here in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Again, you can get the list of all of these stories, the official list in order, gooddayshow.com, talkers.com. Right now, Good Day and Talkers, well, I don't know about Talkers, but Good Day and the Talk Radio Countdown Show want you to know about Balance 7. Balance 7 is something that will help you with lots of different problems. You got heartburn? acid indigestion. You've heard those commercials for years. Have you got acid indigestion? And then they'll offer a solution. Okay, so I have acid indigestion. I have problems with gluten. And I know this stuff works. Balance 7. So if you're wanting to balance, that's what they call it, balance 7. It's in the middle of the scale. It runs from 1 to 14. So balance 7 will put you right in the middle, balancing alkalinity and acidity in your body. If you don't have a healthy gut, you will not be a healthy person. So let's make you healthy. Let's have your body defend you and itself from anything that might attack you. Balance 7 will be your friend forever. Check it out. Balance 7, 800-793-9039. You mention my name, Doug. You will get $15 off your order. You'll get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin coming from the same producer. You get free shipping and, best of all, you don't like it, it doesn't work, get a money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose. 800-793-9039. Write that number down. Mention my name, Doug, and you get the extraordinary offer that I just outlined. 800-793-9039. Feel better with Balance 7.
Tuning into the baseball game, monitoring the incoming storm, catching your favorite talk show. These are just a few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month. And did you know AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times? It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
So back here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen highlighting one of the things that's going on in the next few weeks will be the annual Talkers Convention in New York. One of the people that's going to be among the hundreds who will be featured, there's a fellow who is actually a supermarket guy who had lots of money, decided to buy WABC Loves Radio, and wow, what a job he's done with that radio station, one of the great radio stations in our country, Michael. You agree?
Well, he's turned it into a success. It was suffering from, it was tarnished, worn out, you know, forgotten.
Yeah.
And he's
too much
bringing
politics.
It back, and he's very active, and I don't know if he's a supermarket guy anymore. Now he's a radio guy who owns a chain of supermarkets because he's on the air, he does a show.
Yeah, he's there all the time.
And even though it's a big radio station, and with all due respect to the fabulous people that work there, he's sort of the ideological chief cook and bottle washer. His hands are all over everything on that radio station.
Right.
He seems to be having a ball. Seriously, though, he's going to be making a closing address at the Talkers Conference about AM radio and the automobile industry, which is a tremendous area of...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
His master, Charles Curry. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man on Movie Moments on the Good Day program. So we probably are celebrating, what, Travolta's birthday, or he's growing new hair, or what's going on here?
Why do you assume?
Because I know you, all right?
I know.
So tell me that I'm wrong.
Pick your poison, but you're wrong. We play that music to Pulp Fiction because this day in movie history, May 12th, 1994, Pulp Fiction premiered at the Cannes Film Festival in France. Obviously a big film for two reasons. One, it put Quentin Tarantino, who had a movie called Reservoir Dogs, which got him a lot of buzz, but this one really put him on the map. And John Travolta resurrected his once really good career from the 70s and early 80s and put him back on the map. And Travolta, after this film, Doug, got a ton of big $20 million picture paychecks. So it's certainly. And here's this. 1994, in the same year, Pulp Fiction was released, Forrest Gump was released, Shawshank Redemption was released. Forrest Gump won the Oscar for Best Picture, but easily one of those three films could have won. I personally wish Shawshank won in the annals of history, because I love that movie. I think his movie's an amazing masterpiece. But I do like Forrest Gump tremendously, and I like Pulp Fiction also very much.
All right, for those who care What I want to see at the movies, what there is, because I usually pick the offbeat stuff. There's a movie called Love Again with Priyanka Chopra, who's married to one of the Jonas Brothers.
You saw it?
No, but I want to. Celine Dion is in it. I want to see that, and I want to see Book Club, the next chapter, so that you know where my head's at when it comes to movies.
You're right. You're right in the target audience for that one. I'm just kidding.
Thank you. Well, isn't it interesting? Jane Fonda is everywhere.
I know, but here's the thing. I was thinking about this. Hear me out. It's interesting how Jane Fonda's doing every movie.
Everything. Right.
With this demographic, because there's a market for it. They shot this movie and produced, I think, for $20
million. Really?
For movie-making standard, not a lot of money. But it goes to show you that you can make movies for $20 million or less.
And they all are big stars that share. They all share in the other end of it. They all get paid up front.
Well, Jane Fonda, Diane Keaton's in this, Mary Sue Virgin, who I liked a lot, Candice Bergen.
Yeah.
Let's see if it makes a dent at the box office. It's not going to beat Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which actually I saw the other day, and I got to tell you, I actually really enjoyed it. It was emotionally very moving because they sort of closed a lot of the arcs because I what they say is this cast of characters are not going to appear like Chris Pratt. I think that's it for him in the Guardians franchise, Dave Bautista. But they ended it, I thought, really well, and Bradley Cooper's Rocket Raccoon, I thought, was excellent. The focal point of the story was on him. Good special effects. I just want to say one thing. J.J. Abrams, who directed Guardians of the Galaxy 3, all the Guardians of 3 Galaxy, he's head of DC Warner Brothers. He's going to write and direct the next Superman movie, and my gut feeling, Doug, is he's going to deliver a really good film. I've got a really good feeling about that. One other thing of interest, I read yesterday, or it was announced, AMC Theaters is going to start producing or cultivating their own candy because the cost, they say, of like M&M's and Junior Mints or whatever, whoever they're getting supplies are way too high. What do you think of that?
I think that's crazy. It is crazy. It's crazy.
Right?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
There's a new movie out called Blackberry.
Went up 33%. Good.
Yeah. I think I want to see that, too. All right. Chucker's given us some good things to think about when it comes to movies and videos and stuff that's around here. 59 past here on Good Day.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple, because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious, like the Breakfast Crunchwrap, with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning, and you're a person. Taco Bell Breakfast, served until 11 a.m.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.